Obama, in a speech to the UAW today, said that trying to climb to the very top was not what America is about, saying that it was greed and that in reality, we're all in it together. America's not just looking out for yourself. It's not just about greed. It's not just about trying to climb to the very top and keep everybody else down. Wait a minute, didn't he just climb to the very top himself? Ugh. America was about being all in it together and giving people a hand up. When our assembly lines grind to a halt, we work together, and when we get them going again, and when somebody else falters, we try to give them a hand up because we know that we're all in it together. I keep on hearing those same folks talk about values all the time. You want to talk about values? Hard work, that's a value. What? Well, don't you work hard because you are doing it in your own self-interest? Because you have pride in your workmanship of whatever it is you're doing? And that whatever you're doing, you want to be the best that you can be? And that hopefully that will get you to the top of whatever it is that you're doing? And we're not all in it together. You know, personally, let me just say, I'd like to beat every other talk show host within the sound of my voice. I'd like to beat every talk show host in Clear Channel. I'd like to be the guy that took down, I don't care, Beck, Limbaugh, Hannity, Sharmonish, Levin. Because if I don't have that desire to grow and get better and do the very best I can, then what am I? I'm wasting your time, and I'm wasting my time. And in terms of giving people a hand up, what's the difference between a hand up and a handout? What's the difference here in what we're doing of getting people enmeshed, literally subsumed by this safety net to where they might as well be in poverty? They can't escape. They can't escape the ghetto of the government largesse. The idea that we're all in it together and that I'm my brother's keeper and my sister's keeper, that's a value, said Obama. Yes, I would agree, Mr. President, but the problem is, when you say that the idea that we're all in it together and that I'm my brother's keeper, you literally mean you, the government, the presidency, or my sister's keeper. And I absolutely and unequivocally disagree with that value. I individually am my other individual's brother keeper. I am my sister's keeper. I am my neighbor's keeper. You, the government, are not my keeper. It is fascinating to me that this guy goes out and says that this you're on your own philosophy is anti-worker, that it's wrong, and that it's anti-American. Say that to Lewis and Clark. Say that to the founding fathers. Say that to any number of people, rich and poor. Or poor who became rich, or for that matter, the rich who became poor, building, creating, inventing, doing the things that have made this country what it is. And I'll tell you what, Mr. President, they did it without you, and they did it without the stupid government. The government in this country is to be limited, and is to provide for those things that are mutually beneficial to all of us, roads and highways. Some airports, although in Denver we're spending $300,000 for artwork, for graffiti. We spent $300,000 at the Denver International Airport, according to a report out by Brian Moss over on Channel 4, for artwork, for graffiti artwork at Denver International Airport. And guess where they got the artists? Not Denver, not Colorado, and in one case, not even from the United States. Oh, and by the way, you're paying for that artwork every time you go out there. even if you go out there just to pick up somebody and you park, you pay for it. $300,000 for graffiti at Denver International Airport. Oh. So, do you believe that the and this kind of came up last night when we were discussing contraception. And some of the postings on Facebook were literally, yes, we should be providing all of these things because it brings down the cost of everything else. That is exactly what he wants you to think. He wants you to believe that trying to climb to the very top is un-American. And that somehow we are all in it together. Guess what? You may be a really great listener, but I'm not sure I want to be in it together with you. Or you over there. And as much as I like Dom, I don't want to be in it with everything with Dom. He's going to pursue his stuff, and I'll pursue my stuff. And you'll do the same. An American president has said that you trying to be your best and trying to get to the top of whatever it is that you do is not what America is about. Mr. President, your idea about what this country is about is an anathema to everything I've learned through not just my studies and my schooling and my parents and my grandparents and my family and my schooling and own studying and everything else. It is an anathema to what I believe that God put us here on this earth for each of us to pursue our own self-interest, because I am individually responsible to God. I'm not responsible to you. And that's why, did you ever wonder, Mr. President, why it is that America is so great and has progressed beyond any other civilization in the history of mankind? Could it be that we had a system of government and a culture and a society that said, yes, every person, whether you are the custodian or you're the CEO, can work and do your very best at what you do and try to climb to the top of whatever it is you're trying to climb to the top of? You did it, bozo. You did it. You hop, skipped, and jumped your way right to the top. I don't think that was very American. It's the Michael Brown Show on News Radio 850 KOA. The greed telephone number tonight is 3-